Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Mark Adams, CEO of Attract Group, to discuss full year 2020 results. Mark, can you provide an overview of the period?
We're pleased to report that we made significant financial progress this year with 4.7 million in bookings, but also a lot of progress in terms of meeting our strategic and operational objectives. Revenue was up 8% to 21 million. And that's reflecting a full year contribution from Early Birds alongside a good level of multi-year renewals, a good performance in new logo acquisition, and also a capacity upselling within our existing base, which was brought on by increased demand as a result of the pandemic. We delivered 38 multi-year contract renewals worth a total of 15.72 million in our overall contract value. And that's up from 21 renewals and 5.35 million in 2019. We signed 29 new logos in the year. That's a 32% improvement on our 2019 new logo volume. But it's worth pointing out that our bookings were somewhat backloaded to the second half of the year. In September, when we updated investors, we reported on the impact the pandemic was having on new business acquisition and a slowdown in decision-making as a result of the pandemic, and we certainly saw that through Q1 and into Q2, but those bookings did bounce back and we had a strong H2 performance. Overall, our net revenue retention now stands at 102%, which I'm very pleased about. That demonstrates that our increased and continued investment in customer success, getting churn under control, we're now generating improved and increased revenues within our existing customer base. This is a work in progress and something we are very focused on moving into 2021 in terms of improving that number. Another demonstrator of our progress in terms of customer satisfaction is our Net Promoter Score. That now stands at 29, up from 15 in 2019.
Can you tell us a little more about Aleph and what it's brought to the business so far?
So as we've previously discussed, Aleph is our new AI-powered search technology that we acquired in October last year. The Aleph acquisition has been game-changing to Attract across a couple of dimensions. The first one I'd like to point out is our overall product competitiveness, and we're seeing it have an impact on our new business performance and win rates when we position it as part of our product set. This bodes well for the future in terms of our 2021 bookings and its contribution to that. But also, we've seen significant progress in embedding the Aleph technology into our existing customers. Notably, from the deployments that we've done so far, we've seen 20 to 30% higher conversion rates from search results, for example, and we've seen the impact that positioning the technology to existing customers has on our ability to upsell the customer's annual recurring revenue. And we've impacted that by 27% for those customers that we ran the proof of concept trials and sold the technology to. We've also had 100% conversion from the proof of concept trials in the second half of last year to adoption so far. So again, that bodes well. Once we present this to customers and we demonstrate it and we run that proof of concept, they can see the value it immediately creates and are choosing to deploy it onto their websites and digital channels. I think the other point to make here with Aleph is whilst today we are focused on deployment of Aleph into our existing technology stack, both XO and FHR and our existing customers, we see future opportunities for further innovation around text, voice, and visual search, other algorithms that we can bring into play to help power our merchandising and our personalization capabilities across both of our technology platforms. And we intend fully over the coming year to begin to exploit these other areas of innovation.
What's been happening in the market over the year?
Well, of course, the acceleration of digital commerce has driven demand from our customers, and you can see that in the impact of our financial performance in 2020. The Attract value proposition as a result of increased investment by retailers and brands in their digital commerce channels has become ever more important. We believe that the restrictions has driven a new wave of shoppers to come online that previously hadn't shopped online. And we believe that in the future, that increased consumer demand and the level of comfort that online shoppers have with shopping across digital channels will persist to some degree. Spend in e-commerce has advanced 4 to 6 years. And what that means is for now, most retailers and brands, the digital channel is an increasingly more important part of their revenue. And of course, as a result, their investment priorities as well.
How has Attract progressed against its strategic priorities?
So it's worth pointing out that our strategic priorities since my arrival haven't changed, but I'm really pleased to report that the execution against those strategic priorities has shifted forward in a number of areas, and I'd like to focus on three of them. The first of all is the increasing speed of our innovation. Second is executing on our partnership strategy. And third is replicating our UK success in other geographies. If we take the speed of our innovation, our technology is now more deeply embedded into third-party technologies, either via the customer or a partner connecting to our API, or via the integrations that we pre-build and allow customers and partners to utilize. We've also established Attract Labs, which is a new innovation unit led by Nicola Mathon, the co-founder of Early Birds. And that unit is focused on driving new organic innovation across all of our core products and being able to establish very quick proof of concept, engaging with customers and then with our product organization to help productize those latest innovations. We expect Attract Labs to have a positive impact on our innovation roadmap over the next few years. Secondly, on our partnership strategy, we were named BigCommerce and Commerce Tools Technology Partners last year, and we also put in place a number of other strategic partnerships in the content management space and systems integrators and digital agencies, which will help us embed our technology into the customer. We've also seen a strong performance in the contribution that partner channel has had on our lead flow, but also our overall revenue contribution to new business. That being 16% in 2020, up from 5% in 2019. There is still much to do with our partner strategy and embedding our technology into other third-party technologies and our go-to-market across the globe through partners. However, we've made exceptionally good progress this year, and you can see that being demonstrated in the contribution of revenue and leads. Another key strategic priority is international expansion and replicating the UK success in other geographies. We made tremendous progress in the expansion of the Australia region. That's through increased investment in people and go-to-market activities. And as a result, we signed a number of significant new logos, including Country Road Group, Meijer, and Accent Group. We plan to use a partner-led approach to support go-to-market activities in those new territories and support our sales and marketing activity through either systems integration partners that can help take us into those markets or other third-party resellers and technology vendors as well.
And how are you feeling about Attract's outlook?
I believe Attract has a more competitive product set than we've ever had before, and I believe we're now demonstrating that in terms of our 2020 booking performance, the impact we're having in the market in terms of our overall product competitiveness, our new business win rates, the growth in our customer base and that revenue retention. All of these factors point towards a strong performance and something that we're able to capitalize on moving forward. It's worth pointing out, though, that we do remain cautious on the outlook for 2021, given the continued headwinds associated with the pandemic and its impact on our customers and our business expansion plans. I'm particularly looking forward to 2021 because I think there are a number of factors that underpin our optimism for the medium to long term. The first is the shopping behavior changes as a result of the pandemic and the continued and accelerated investment that retailers and brands are putting into their digital channels. At Attract, we've restructured our sales organization so that we can focus more productively on new business acquisition and strategic upsell of new products into our customers. And we're investing in products to be able to bring those innovations into our product set. We continue to grow through partnerships, and our growth ambitions on a global basis building momentum, and we look forward to what can be achieved through 2021. So in summary, as we've said, we've got a strong product set, a competitive product set, and we continue to invest in our products and in our customers. And that will continue to benefit us as we move forward. We also continue to invest very heavily in our people, and our people really do make the difference. So with the right team and the right technology, but also an evolving market opportunity and more focus and ambition for the future, we believe we are well set for continued growth through 2021 and beyond.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.